Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
S. Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the very next day. Great information and instruction from me, Jack.
And inspiration from me, Jill.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
So I realized this morning that my coffee situation has been drastically changed. So here's the story. Steven's now, I get one cup of coffee, that's it. Because Steven has bought the biggest mug you have ever seen in your life. It's insulated, so I could take it with a mug that holds a full half pot, more than a half pot of coffee. I'm like, what? So here I am. I go downstairs. I'm ready to do one last splash on my coffee, warm it up as I'm walking out the door, and there's zero. And it says Bubba on the side of it, I gotta say.
So, I'm thinking about getting a big, huge stomach to go along with this cup.
That'd be Buddha and Bubba.
Sometimes it's the $4 things in life that make you the happiest.
That's all that costs?
And it fits in my car perfectly.
How does it fit in your car?
What kind
you must seatbelt it in next to you in the passenger seat.
You know, the only thing that makes it okay is that coffee has no calories. Like, if it was 32 ounces of Coca-Cola, I would get that Buddha. It would take like a week.
Yeah, it's true. It would take a week. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah,
kind of low has this show sunk to that we have to talk about my coffee cup?
Well, you know what? Because that was very important to me today.
All right. So, I won't.
It's all good.
Well, this is after Jill sleeps in. And before I leave, I, you know, make coffee the way that she wants and leave it on her nightstand and stuff like that. Not just today.
Exactly.
Not just for Mother's Day.
Thanks.
So if you're done roasting me on the coffee cup in front of all of our people, we can move on with the show.
No, it's all good. I'm glad you're happy. I just need to invest in a separate coffee situation.
It's my turn in the barrel today.
We're gonna have two coffee makers side by side. I see it coming.
You beach people ever hear that saying?
Oh, here we go. Which one?
It's just my turn in the barrel. It's your turn in the barrel today.
No, we don't use that one. Oh, when I hear barrel, it sounds like I'm going over the side of Niagara Falls.
No, you know, I don't know what is that. You know, it's like you get in a barrel and everyone beats you up. There's probably a pretty awful origin to that whole thing. But
is that really what that means?
People in the Midwest, I don't know. But people in the Midwest say it all the time.
Is this a Rust Belt saying?
Yes, it's a Rust Belt saying.
That's another term I learned.
They don't say it in Disneyland.
No, they don't. No.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about, hey, let's not complicate your land flip. And Jill's got a big smile on her face because there's a lot of people in our group and pre-membership people in successplant.com who I think are complicating their lives unnecessarily. They're trying to find problems. Let's talk about it in a minute. Great show today, Jill. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community. Today, it's my turn to ask the question. Jason P. says on successplant.com, do you have any plans to talk about online marketing such as Google AdWords, Facebook, Twitter, etc. to really target buyers and sellers? I feel like I'm really in the dark ages when it comes to the strategy behind these tools. And what's not in here, Jill, is the fact that he has booked his flight. He put this in SuccessPlant. And he's talking about the live event that we're going to hold in October.
I was wondering about that.
When is it? October, November?
Uh-huh. It's October 1st, that Saturday. So, you know, that's a really good idea. So let me back up. Steve and I are doing our first real big live event, October 1st here in Scottsdale. There will be a separate website. There will be all kinds of information about it coming up. I will let you know. We'll have all kinds of hotel information, all that good stuff lined up. So in the meantime, I posted in SuccessPlant a forum thread for people to give me ideas and stuff about what do you want to talk about? What do you want to hear? What can I add to this? Who do you want to speak? It's going to be kind of like a TED Talk scenario for the majority of it, but we might have some things before, after. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's still in the very early planning stages, so there's a lot of things I can change. So I love that because that is super important.
The venue that we booked, may I share a little bit here too?
Yes,
The venue that Jill negotiated for half, like everything, is in a library. And our Old Town Scottsdale Library is incredibly 21st century, so it's got a beautiful theater. So we are going to hold the venue there. And instead of having me in a classroom and standing up in front of you for 18 hours lecturing, like most people do, I think, we're going to make this entertaining and fun and have a bunch of different speakers who speak maybe 20-30 minutes on each topic. So Jason P., thank you, because I will put social media and why it's important on our speaker list. And I immediately have several people in mind who Jill and I know socially that are very, very good at why social media is important. And basically networking stuff on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey, if you have any questions, Land Academy, or if you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, let's not complicate your land flip. Jill, I know that you are just itching to deal with this topic.
Oh my goodness.
So the vast majority of help that we provide to people when they're in we love providing help here, by the way, but the vast majority of where people get really tripped up and stuck is because they're just not sticking to the plan. I think, Jill, I mean, I'm going to make the statement that maybe you can take over. We have spent a tremendous amount of time and money laying out a no stone unturned A, B, C, D, E, F bank account plan in cash flow from land. And for some reason, everybody wants to skip a few steps and then I wonder why with the...
Well, you know what I noticed? Okay, I got it. Can I jump in now? Okay, it's not even so much that they want to skip. It's not like A, B, F, D, you know, R. But sometimes they're like, okay, I got A, I got B. Uh-oh, what about X? This could come up, you know? And they're jumping way ahead. Like, hold on, everyone. So I have an example. I was communicating with a girl the other day. And I think it was in Bigger Pockets we were talking, and she was asking me some really good questions. She's like, I'm working on this and this, and she was in the middle of planning this whole strategy. She's already worrying about her LLC and filing taxes, and I'm like, hold on a moment. So I actually said, let's take a step back. Let's get some money coming in first before we even need to worry about that, you know, part, and we'll get there. It's okay. So
that's a perfect example of a trip up that I think a lot of people have is, well, when I make this money, how's it going to be taxed? So I have an accounting background, and tax has been a big topic. My father was an accountant, so tax has been a topic since my childhood. And please, it's the tail wagging the dog situation. If you have to pay a lot of tax one year and then figure it all out the next year, how to deal with it, that's not going to wreck your life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, forget about LLCs and all this other stuff. Whoever's saying that stuff in your ear, block it out.
I think they even come up with it. They're just kind of thinking, you know, and I appreciate thinking big picture. And I really appreciate that that's your goal and you see this as a big business. It's going to be fantastic. So don't change that at all. That's not my point. Keep that back there. Just don't let it hold you up right now. And because you're worried about filing for your LLC and getting that done before you even work on, you know, buying a property, you know, or getting a mailer out there or even, you know, getting the education. That's it too. So go in order.
Let me describe to you what a complicated real estate transaction looks like. In my free ebook, I talk about how I cut my teeth in this business, and I used to buy and sell and sometimes broker hospitals and nursing homes, which is maybe the most complicated real estate transaction you can imagine. You have to get the state's approval, the federal government's approval, because they provide Medicare and Medicaid, and I'm not going to sit here and bore everybody about it. But there's a lot of moving parts and components, and it takes a long time to get the deal done. And time kills deals. So the longer you wait, And the more people that are involved, the less chances that you're going to get the thing done. So this is diametrically the opposite. Here's the anatomy of a regular land flip. You send a, you identify, get yourself a good source of data like data to doorstep, and get some offers in front of some people that you think might sell their property. They're going to call you back, or they're going to mail your letter back. It's about 100 to 1. 100 offers you send out, you will get one back. You contact them. You make arrangements to have them sign all the documents. There's no lender. There's no escrow agent. There's nobody involved except you and your dog in your basement. And they sign the stuff. They send it back. You paid them whatever, a lot less than what it's worth. You record the deed and the documents at the county. Now we're about a week into this, 7 days. And you resell it to the person that you probably already identified before you sent the mail offers out. In fact, the show that's coming up is get your buyer before you even start all this, which is really easy to do. I'll show you exactly how to do it. So what's more simple than that, Jill?
I know. Or even
Well,
you know what? So people get hung up. Don't worry too. If you don't have your buyer identified, that's okay. You bought it right. You know, and you paid cash for it. You're okay.
Yeah. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? You own a bunch of half price real estate.
Exactly.
With no debt.
Yeah, let me
think. And the taxes are like $30 a year.
Exactly. It's not hard. You know, it's funny too, because it's so interesting to me. I never thought about it. I don't know if it's me. Is it me, Steven?
Or is it? It's always you, Jill.
Oh, God, thanks. No, but I never think about those things.
It's all about you, Jill.
Thanks. I normally, I'll run, you know, my people around me go, oh boy, here it comes. But I think that I will normally run into situations, you know, not even thinking anything could go wrong. And you know what? It works out in the end anyway. Maybe that's it. I just have the opposite attitude that I'm going to get this done. I don't care who's going to stand in my way. I'm going to get it done.
I have a lot to say about this, and I'm going to really be concise. Jill, you have like no one I've ever known or worked with. You have an open mind about anything can happen, and when it does, we'll deal with it.
Yep.
You know, we have a saying around the office, and I just wrote it down as a future show title. We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
That was a quote that I gave of somebody else from years ago that English was not their first language. It was really funny.
It was an honest mistake on someone's part. No, yeah. But the saying is, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So don't worry about getting yourself all set up and your pencils all straight on your desk and everything's perfect and your shirt's pressed and then you wait for the phone to ring. No.
Right.
You just get into it. You get into it all sideways sometimes. Maybe you make a few mistakes. Maybe you blow a few deals. Maybe that's the best thing that could happen, Jill.
That's true.
That a couple of deals blow up in your face. Hopefully you don't lose any money. Or maybe you just, you know, you don't lose money, but you didn't. It's like, man, I should have bought that and resold it, but I wasn't ready.
Exactly. That's so okay.
It's okay
to be taped together, to quote you, Jack. I like that.
Tape it all together. These things still taped together, these
kind
of
is. Yeah, there's a lot of things that are still taped together.
I got that. The first time I heard that, I sold a nursing home to a guy in Ohio. Really, it ended up being a lifelong friendship with this guy. And he was all excited about buying it. And we got a pretty good deal on it. And when we were done, he got in there after like a month. I called him and said, how's it going? He's like, God, this place is all taped together. It looks really pretty on the outside, but inside it's all taped together. And I'm dealing with it as it comes. It ties into what you said.
There you go.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He still owns that stuff.
That's cool. Yeah. So I just think, don't worry. You'll get there. You know what? And that's the thing about us. You were talking about the tools. If you have the education so you know what you're doing, you have the tools so you know you have the right resources there. And, oh, by the way, we can help with this. You have support on the back end for some of those weird things, and you're set.
Right. Every single person has something that trips them up a little bit. You know, I did when I started, and I don't, except for Jill, probably everybody does. So whatever your little thing is that's tripping you up, get in Success Plan, ask a question. Either somebody on our staff will answer it. Once in a while, Jill and I do it. But the vast majority of the time, it's people that are in your shoes answering your questions and saying, yeah, I went through that last month, and hey, this is how you deal with it. So whatever it is, just look past it. Don't complicate your deal. Get to the finish line on that first deal. Put some money in the bank and get to the next one. This is the if-then segment of the show. If you do X, then Y will happen. If you have your buyers lined up before you go out and look for deals, then you won't pay too much for the property. Do you have to have your buyers lined up, Jill?
Nope.
But if you do, if you go collect some buyers in the state that you're thinking about mailing offers in, and you have a conversation that goes like this, hey, John, I know you own a ton of property in Texas, West Texas. You know, what do you typically pay? Are you interested? You're obviously collecting. And that person's going to say, heck yes, I would love to buy more at X per acre or in this area or whatever. The more context you have like that before you really get in, I'm not saying you have to do this, but before you start sending mail out, the better off you're going to know what people are willing to pay without even blinking an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Then you offer half.
Mm-hmm.
Works all the time. Jill and I have a huge A-list of buyers that we've collected over the years and all throughout our program. And in Success Plan and on our weekly calls, we talk about how to jumpstart your A-list. It's really easy. You can get several hundred Class A people pretty much in one weekend by certain sources on the internet, LandWatch and things like that. So if that's stopping you and complicating your deal, there's a really easy fix for that. Get your buyers lined up so you will not pay too much for the property. Some people get hung up on that, Jill. Oh, what if I do make a mistake in my acquisition? That solves it.
There you go.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. I bet Jill's got some inspirational stuff for us today. Let's see if it's silly or awesome.
The only way to increase your income is to increase your income.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that great? I thought it wasn't Dave Ramsey because I can hear Dave Ramsey saying that too.
I love that kind of stuff.
I thought that was...
That reminds me of... I saw an interview with Larry David. He's the guy who produced the Larry Seinfeld show, and then he produced his own show after that. I don't know. It was an ad. It was on HBO a lot of years ago. And he said, in an interview, he said, look, if you're upset in your life, he's mostly talking about men.
Mm-hmm.
If you're upset in your life, there's two things wrong. You either need to get another woman, or you change tax brackets, increase your tax bracket, and that's it. And that's the kind of advice that I think people can use instead
of
hang in there, baby, or you really are a good person, stuff like that.
Exactly.
The hell is that?
Right.
Even if you're not a good person, the only way to change your income is to change your income.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I thought that was so good. I swear I want to put that on a shirt and wear that around. I think that would be really funny. Oh, I'd love it.
We did a show a while ago, Jill, really early on with a guy, who's a social media expert. And I asked him, how'd you get your customers right when you were starting out? Because that's a big thing for everybody. He said, well, I went out there and I got my customers.
Yeah.
I called him up and said, you're going to be my customer and here's why.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I completely agree with that.
Awesome. Jill, I love it. You amaze me. Sometimes it's really, there can be silly advice on this show, but I think that's some good advice.
There were no crystals in that one. No tarot cards.
We're not sitting in Santa Fe or Sedona,
right,
with peace pipes and stuff. We're in offices working.
Exactly. Love it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information that's me
and inspiration that's me
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Make money to make money.
See?
I just think sometimes the best advice, I don't care if it's, technical advice or inspirational advice or motivation, it's just really super clear stuff that you kind of know already, but it's like, just do it then. Just do it, like Nike.
I know. It's stuff that I hear that, we talk about a lot because I really like his way of doing things with cash. Is Dave Ramsey. And Dave Ramsey's like, well, what are you doing in the evenings? And then people are like, no. And he's like, well, then why aren't you doing something else? I mean, even if it's delivering pizzas, it sounds stupid, but you got to get yourself out of this hole somehow. You're going to have to go make some money. So take a second job. That's the way it is. You can. And what's really great, too, is he'll be really clear and say, well, or you could sell that car. I mean, they're like, oh, no, which is silly. But you just have to do it.
Every time Jill and I do a live REI talk, and we do several now, the first sentence out of my mouth right when I get up in front of everybody is this. Everybody just wants the truth.
Yep.
You know, nobody wants to hear this. It's going to take 92-hour lecture and you got to do all this technical stuff. There's a lot of real estate radio talk shows I've noticed. There's a whole Sirius station, you know, satellite radio.
Sirius?
Sirius, yes. Yeah. Not Siri.
Okay.
I sound like an old man. I can't
like
get
Siri. Like Siri, what?
I can't get my stuff straight.
Oh, you mean Sirius? Okay. It's called a podcast. Okay, just so you know, this is not being broadcast on a CB for the truckers all to hear right now.
That's awesome. I heard somebody say, this is what they said. I was watching Nescafe last night, and there was a show on. I'm like, what? What's that? What the hell is Nescafe? And they were talking about Netflix.
Oh my gosh, I was confused too. I'm like, what?
What the hell is that?
Oh man.
Anyway, what was I saying?
Sirius.
There's a very popular radio show on Sirius, and it's a tax guy and a CPA talking about tax treatment and in real estate. And it's on. You should listen to it, Jill. You'd fall over.
Oh my gosh! Do they have?
I think maybe this show is just not entertaining. I go and listen to some shows like that.
That's painful. That sounds like I'm purposely torturing myself. You know what? Hey, next time I'm mad at a kid, I'm going to make him listen to that. There we go.
If I want that to happen, I'll go sign up for classes at Arizona State University, like a calculus class, you know.
Right.
And I'll sit in the back and punish myself for no reason.
Wow. That is very
maybe even get the tapes and listen to it in the car.
That's funny. That's interesting.
That's the wrong direction. Let's go buy something for half today and resell it. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.